Fifth parak of Edius, first Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shishit Vav Mikula Beishamay Mechum Beisilin. Rabbi Yehuda gives a list of six things which Beishamay is making Beisilin's machum. One, Dam Nevelis, blood that comes out in Nevela. Beishamay Metaharim, Beisilin Metamim. What does that mean? Nevela is Tomei. The Beishamay treats the blood that comes out of this meat of this animal that wasn't shechted as an nevela, and therefore it's metame. Whereas Basil say, no, it's not the only the meat is tame. The juices and the blood that come out of it are tohor. Beitzes nevela, an egg that is found in a nevela. Also, im yesh kiyosu b'nechet m'keres b'shuk, if it's the type that is sold, it means it has a peel on it. Sometimes you have the chicken, the egg with the peel inside the chicken. Didn't come out yet. So, muteres v'mlav asura k'du b'sham. B'sham says, it's permitted only if it's fully grown, but if it's not fully developed, it is also like the nevela, which is a chiddush, because betzem it's already an egg, even if it wasn't fully developed, and egg is not a nevela. Basil oisrim, basil say no, that since it was found, basil oisrim, that they hold that even if it has the peel on it, even so it's also, this is a gzeir derabbanan, because with the rice it's really not the nevela itself. Umoidim, basis shreifish yasura. And everybody agrees that a egg which is found within a treifa is also because that developed out of a treifa. A egg in a nevela did not develop out of a nevela, because once it's dead, nothing's developing anymore. Dam nochis, the blood that comes out of a nochis, we're talking about dam nida. So midaraisa nochis, there's no tumas nida. Dam tamei shel mitzaras, or dam tahira shel mitzaras, or blood which betzim shouldn't be tamei. For example, a woman gives birth to a male, so after the first 7 days, the next 33 days, the blood is tahor, the blood comes out. So betzim, it should be tahor, but it came out of mitzaira. Beisil loimim kiroika kimei ragleo. Beisil says it has the same din as her saliva or her urine, which the halacha is that the mayonis, these liquids that come out of this woman, also are tameim. I skipped a line. Beishamay mitayrin. Beishamay says it's tar, because mikir then it's tar. The blood of a nochres is tar, and also even the blood of this mitzaras, even though certain liquids that come out of mitzayra are tameh, but only liquids that have a certain thick consistency and they gather together and then they leave the body. But blood that just when you make a cut it goes straight out is not included in those type of liquids. The mitzaras would be semeyim by mitzayra. Beisil loimim miroika kiroika kimei miragleo. There's the same status as her saliva and her urine, which, as we said before, midaraisa are asurim by the mitzayra, and by a nochis it's asurim midrabon, a tamei midrabon. Oichlam peyah shviz b'teiva shalei b'teiva k'div b'sham. B'shami says that if you have peyah shviz, you're allowed to go to your friend and take peyah from his house and give him a yashakayach, even though it's supposed to be hefker, but as long as he's being mafker and you're giving a yashakayach, it's not a problem. Basil says that this is a hard gear. So the simpler gear says ein oichlim b'toyva, which means you should only eat it without giving a yashakayach, because it's hefker, he doesn't get any credit. Yeah. A chemis is a type of pouch which is made out of leather. Beishamay oimrim srua oimedis, that in order for it to be considered a kli to mekabel tuma, it has to be something which is tied up. Ad gedekach, that if you remove the knot, it will still stay in place and it will be able to hold the liquids inside of it. Basil oimrim afal pi shein et srua. Basil says that even if it's a type that if you open up the knot on top, it will open up, still it's considered a kli. In order for something made out of leather to be considered a kli, it has to be a kli kibble. Something that is a receptacle for liquids. If it's so here's the machlokes, if something when it's tied up it will be a receptacle, and you untie it it will fall apart, is that considered a clear nut? Beis Shammai says it is, Beis Hillel says it's not.